evening, ladies and gentlemen, councillors. It's Thursday, the 12th of March, it's 7 p.m, and this is West Mersey Town Council full council meeting. We are recording the meeting, and you're invited if you would like to record the meeting, you may. Straight into the agenda, 2659, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken.
I've had apologies from Councillor Williams and Councillor Robert Davidson.
Okay, thank you. So can we have a vote, please, to accept the apologies?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. 2660, to record declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Does anyone have anything they'd like to declare?
No.
Thank you very much.
I'm a city councillor. Also, I have got a phone on. I'm on duty tonight if it does go off.
Thank you. Thank you. 2661, we now have a public session. 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. Do we have anybody that would like to speak? Thank you, David. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so we've got four people. Who would like to speak first, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
I wrote you an email about a couple of weeks ago about these posts up on the Glebe beside the rugby club there. I hope you've got your health and safety officer to have a look at that, because I really cannot believe that she would pass that within, 12 inches of the basketball court to have that fence sticking up there. Highly dangerous. Well, by the way, the rubbish is still gathering behind the horticultural shed there. Last Sunday, it was overflowing the one bin they got there. The others are all empty, but the ones around the back, it's all overflowing. There's rubbish again all over the ground. Please keep that. I know it's a pain, but it blows. This weather, it's going to blow all over the league. The other thing is posts again. I see we've got an agenda to replace 10 posts on Glebe 2 in front of Wellhouse View. Really? That price? 10 posts? The cheapest quote was, 1,700 quid plus VAT. You've got another 70 there.
Yeah.
I've just pushed them and they'll all fall over. They're all rotten. I don't think you really need them. You've got a double step curb there. If someone really wants to go, they're going to lose the front of their car, unless they've got one of these off-roaders 4x4s, and you won't stop them anyway, because they can go in further down. We haven't got any posts. Up to a bay or close there, but no posts there anyway, so he could go over that. The other one request is that hedge on the east side of doors of Glebe 2. This is the fourth year you haven't cut it. Last year it was all too wet, you said, but you still didn't cut it during the winter months or the autumn months of last year and the beginning of this year. You haven't cut it. It's getting right overhang. And you have a problem then, because like the other side on the west side, when you do come to cut it, it does look terrible for a year until it's had a chance to grow back. If you do regular cutting, you don't get that problem. And it's a lot easier to cut too. So I don't know when you're going to do that. But please, it's in the covenant, it's in the conditions of the Glebe 2. You're supposed to cut it and look after it, but you're not doing it.
Okay, thanks, David. Just with regards to the knee-high row, we did have the health and safety officer go up and look at the position of the rail before it was installed, and it came back that it wasn't a risk.
She has since completed another health and safety audit, and since then I have asked her to take another look to check that she's happy with the posts to be there.
Yeah. Also, with regards to the bins, we have taken action. I spoke to Kirsty early this week and requested that the bins, which are overflowing, you're quite correct, were removed from the back of the horticultural building, and they've been put in the compound.
Good.
All right, we have to, you know, we feel the same,
yeah,
David, as yourself, and also you're in contact with Colchester City Council as well. Okay, thank you.
Any comment I make, if your health and safety officer passes that, I would look for another health and safety officer. I think you're going to be liable. If any kid hits that corner of that post, they're going to seriously damage themselves. It's so close to the basketball court.
Yeah. As I say, we did, before we installed anything, we asked our health and safety officer to come up there. Sorry. yeah, we did ask her to go up there and she came back and it was fine. So, okay. Thank you. Who'd like to speak next?
Have your say. I hope we're not just paid lip service. The last council meeting, I raised the following issues. The tank traps, annual funding of the elm grove by the ward walk, the poisoning and removal of esplanade trees. I have also wrote to the clerk regarding these issues. I would like some answers or written reply, please. And is the council launching the rafts this season? And are there going to be lifebuoy rings provided along the beach, which I think must be a legal requirement on a bathing beach? They are on new housing estates. They've got one over the Powden Rose Pond. And if someone's in trouble and you want to get a life ring, you've either got to go new housing estate, or go over the Powden Rose and pinch their ring. But there is one on the Mersey windsurfers. But the culture who take all this vast income from it, they've got them down the Blair Castle Park and they've got them up Highwoods. But we must have life rings, you know. Someone gets in trouble, no good going up Mersey Homes for that and pinching one of theirs or somewhere. It's disgraceful that we haven't got life rings. It must be a requirement, I should think. If you need them on new housing developments, you must need them on the beach, surely. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Who'd like to speak next, please? Okay, Ian.
Thank you. I'd like to speak about item 2677, relates to use of planning game funds in the draft of the local plan. Planning game funds, we know, are required to be used for purpose that offsets the impact of the respective developments. In the current draft of the local plan, one proposal, although I accept that isn't within the council meeting tonight, but is in the draft, is the purchase of the allotment site. I think the council should consider whether, perhaps it has, offsets the impact of the housing development, and that is an amount calculated of between £40,000 and £50,000 at rates of current rates of that type of land. The second point in respect of that item is that the council is required to comply with its community engagement policy. I really don't want to be negative in saying this, but in effect, that is a standing order which requires the council to engage with its residents of all demographics to obtain their views and use them in its decision making. So, on that basis, I consider the council cannot, as proposed in item 2677, agree those projects to be supported by planning gain without engaging with its residents as required by that policy. And at the moment I see no evidence of that, although I can see that perhaps the council is up against a time frame for putting this forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to go next?
Thank you very much. I've long had concerns regarding West Mersey Town Council's policy and the enforcement of councillors' declarations of interest. It seems councillors either don't understand what should be declared, are exploiting the opaqueness of the policy, or frankly have chosen not to be transparent about their declarable interests. I've been consistent and vocal in my view that being a city councillor is incompatible with being a town councillor. Such is the glaring conflict of interest. But that's not actually my point tonight. My point is that there is a significant new precedent regarding declarations of interest with the Metropolitan Police policy regarding membership of hierarchical organisations, specifically Freemasonry. My point is that there's a significant new precedent. The Met has concluded that hierarchical organisations that require members to support and protect each other should be added to its declarable associations policy, and Freemasonry has been formally included, the Met recognising that it can lead to inappropriate interests or indeed corruption. The policy was challenged through the courts, but the policy has been upheld, and forgive the pun, no appeal lodged. The Met has wrestled with this for years, but with a precedent now established, does West Mersey Town Council also now need a review? I personally believe that councillors should be required to declare such membership as a declarable interest, since involvement in these types of organisations calls impartiality into question and can give rise to conflicts of loyalty and potentially direct conflicts of interest. I think this needs to be tabled in future for proper debate. On the subject of old chestnuts, the state of Dawes Lane needs to be raised with highways, please. It's becoming positively dangerous, with narrowing caused by collapsing edges and gullies and som-sized potholes. Social media is full of reports of near misses, of destroyed tyres and alloys, and I believe that a more serious accident is now inevitable, with the road getting narrower and increased traffic on a road that was always too narrow, always unsuited for additional traffic from the development there, and in the absence of any proper traffic calming measures. We can't seriously be contemplating further development of Dawes, can we? The local plan will no doubt be discussed on this and other topics further tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. All right, let's just switch that off. Okay. Would you like to have a say?
Me?
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm here tonight representing the Mersey Community Repair and Make, or MCRM, or the Mersey Shedders, which is becoming a good phrase for short. You've got a proposal on your agenda to consider allowing the Shedders to have a presence at the Glebe. MCRM was granted charitable status by the Charities Commission a year ago, and since then we've been operating out of a small workshop in one of our members' garden. We've now well and truly outgrown that facility and need to move to a bigger workshop to provide more of Mersey's community the opportunity to improve skills and mental well-being, and actually, interestingly, repair more things, which is reducing quite a lot of output. So a couple of months ago, we put a proposal to you requesting permission to put a new workshop on part of the overflow car park at the allotment site. This had the full support of the landowner and of MyAlga, the allotment association, but the council decided that more information and planning approval was needed, quite rightly. So we spent some money getting information from Colchester City Council, which confirmed that any building, temporary or otherwise, had to have full planning permission wherever it was. And that would paradoxically cost us as a charity more to get than usual. So go figure that. Anyway, that meant we needed to fundraise to apply for planning permission, and we still didn't know what the council would decide, even if we had that permission. So to reduce risk, we continued exploring other options in parallel, one of which is the site of our next workshop, potentially on the Glebe. The Glebe is a recreation site, which you all know, but attending an MCRM session can be classed as recreation, and it's available to all members of the Mersey community. We're not closed business, and we're not a closed or restricted club. We envisage the workshop will be relocatable, so that if circumstances change, it can be easily moved. And we've looked at the Glebe site for possible locations that will provide access to people who have to rely on mobility scooters or cars, and the possible locations are actually detailed in the proposal, but we don't rule out any other locations. So we're hoping you will give us a green light in principle and allow us to start the consultative process with the council to determine how to get Mersey Shedders a presence at the Glebe, which could then lead to a presence in the future new buildings. I hope you'll ask me any questions you might have, and I'll stay for the agenda item so that if you do need clarification, I'm here for you to ask. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Right, would anybody else like to speak? No? Okay then, moving on. 2662, to receive county and city councillors' reports, please.
Hello.
Good evening.
Evening.
Lots of little bits tonight. First of all, could you get the message out, please, about postal votes? If people have had one for 3 years, they need to renew it, and the deadline is 20th of April. Secondly, local government reorganisation. We understand from informed sources, if we can put it that way, that the minister has made a decision as to how many unitary councils there will be in Essex, and they will tell us that decision within the next fortnight. That basically takes us up to the day before the purdah period for the local elections, which will actually stymie all discussion of it, and that may well be part of the intention. Thirdly, Colchester Council had its budget meeting a couple of weeks ago, and your precepts has been approved. Local plan, the stage that it's at the moment is still going through consultation responses. There are a number of alternative sites that were put forward where people said, I don't like that site, but I think it should, perhaps it should go there instead. None of those new proposals, which have now got to be evaluated, are in West Mersey or East Mersey. Recycling. There will be some major changes coming later this year. And that will involve, instead of having lots, several different kind of recycling containers, there will now be a recycling wheelie bin for everything except glass. The box for glass will still be there. And instead of the black bags, there will be a wheelie bin. There are exceptions to that, such as if you are in a terraced house, you're in a situation where you've got nowhere to put it, you know, because it's going to block the pavement and so forth. There is going to be a pilot project for that starting in June. It has not been announced, it may not even have been determined where those pilot projects will be. So everybody actually needs to look at their recycling calendar. If you try and print one off at the moment, it will only take you to the end of May. And that is why. Everyone, though, will get the new rollout from September. In the meantime, the clear bags that we use for paper and plastics and card and so forth, there will continue to be the normal rollout of those, and that should, those should be being delivered this month. I think that's pretty well it. Just one other thing. 2 years ago, this council actually wrote to the King and invited him to come and visit. Now, as far as I know, there was no response. The King was actually unwell. I drafted that letter, and I still have a copy on my laptop. If you wanted to send it again, if the clerk just likes to let me know, and I'll send it to her.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions?
Only that the King doesn't eat oysters. He doesn't eat any shellfish at all.
I'm sure we could accommodate his majesty.
Yeah. Thank you.
He doesn't like red squirrels, though.
Yes, he does.
Not pickled.
Yeah.
Preserved.
Yeah, thank you.
Was that a question, John?
It was a question.
I thought it was one brewing up there.
I just wondered, I know you're in a difficult position on the local plan committee in relation to West Mersey. But I wondered if you could actually say something about the five-year supply and the issues which are arising now, because I appreciate there's a meeting of the planning committee tonight, and there is an application for a development, 8S Green, I think, where it's not on the local plan and there's a recommendation by the planners.
John, before I answer this, do you think we've got any housing developers in the room?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either, so I'm not going to answer that question in public. Okay?
Okay. That's understood. Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, if you will excuse me, and I do need to be East Mersey.
Okay, thank you. Carl, would you like to provide
an update? The only other thing with the wheelie bin rollout, there is going to actually be a smaller black bin as well, and you can't quite get the bigger one in. So, but they are rolling out the wheelie bins later this year.
Excuse the pun.
Yes, exactly.
Wheeling.
But they're trying to keep it. They're trying to keep it all simple now. The recycling. You literally throw the food waste will also stay as it is, and that will be collected the same as it was. But everything literally will recycling. Apart from glass goes into one bin. Keep it simple.
Mixed recycling. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be helpful.
Technology's got better to sort it out.
It was like that in Braintree 10 years ago.
It's like that in Thorough Country, longer than that as well. We had 3 week bins in Thorough. Slightly backwards in Colchester, weren't we?
It cost money to implement.
Okay, thank you. 2663, to confirm the minutes of the extraordinary meeting, council meeting on the 25th of February 2036. Has everybody looked at the minutes, please?
Yeah.
Any comments?
Very quick.
It was very quick, wasn't it? Yeah. It was 8 minutes. I'm going to say, Steve, it was 8 minutes a meeting. The only comment I'd say is it was an extraordinary meeting, so can we record it as such, please? Thank you. Okay, with a slight amendment, I'll propose that we accept the minutes. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor Boylan, thank you. All in favour? Thank you. 2664, to agree and approve a list of payments.
I've got a copy here, but we need a non-signature.
Non-signature, So could someone please sit there? Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you. 2665, to provide an update from committees. Okay. Would you like to provide an update, please?
Yes, well, the last finance meeting was the 16th of February, and there were a number of items there that we covered, but they were all authorised at the extraordinary council meeting the following week. So there are no more comments from me.
Thank you. Councillor Acker, would you like to provide an update?
Aye.
Would you like to provide an update?
We've had a meeting of the Environment and Community Services. The minutes are available, so I've got no further updates.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Planning and Highways meeting was held on the 2nd of March. We considered 11 applications. 10 of those were householder applications, i.e. extensions, porches, that sort of thing. One was a commercial application, which was for workshop storage units at Haycock's Yard. We raised objections, no objection, to 9 of the applications and raised objections to 2. The minutes are on the website if anyone wants to read them to discover what our comments were. There was also 2 appeals notified. One that may be of general interest was the appeal against the refusal of an application for a change of use at the old oyster sheds, which is currently a restaurant but disused. They wanted to change it to a dwelling house. That was refused by Colchester, but they've lodged an appeal. And if anyone wants to read the appeal documents, there's a statement of agreed points between the developer and Colchester, and in there you can see what they agreed about the 5-year housing plan.
Okay.
So it's public knowledge, not if anyone wants to research it.
Okay, thank you. I'm chair of the Assets and Facilities Committee. We met last on the 25th of February, where we reviewed our tree survey reports, and we've put in measures in order of priorities based on the order of priorities on the survey. There was due to be another assets meeting on the 17th of March, but we appear to be up to date with things, and we're waiting for quotations to come in, so that meeting's been cancelled. With regards to personnel, I'm also chair of personnel, and we have a meeting tomorrow. That's as far as I can go with personnel. On to working groups.
No.
I've got no update either. Representatives.
Yeah, I have got something. It was quite interesting, and I don't know if Cole knows anything about this as well, but there is plans to have a new bus station in the town centre. Mm-hmm. And the consultation is going to start in the summer, and it's cross-party, and there is no funding for it yet as far as what I've been looking into and from what I've been reading up on. The consultation will be going ahead through asking what people want, and they're looking at it, and there's no plans to know where it's going to be put, where the funding is going to come from, but they know that where the actual bus station is outside the Guy Bingo is inadequate, like everybody knew, including when it was going to go there anyway. But now they've decided to call it a transport interchange, and the consultation is going to be in the summer. So that's all I know at the moment. I'm trying to find out more, and I'm banging my head against the wall.
Okay, thank you. 2666 to receive the town clerk's report.
Right, okay. I have had an update from Crown Estate. Work is going to start this week on the King's Hard for the sticks to be removed. The information that I received is the Crown Estate are going to continue with their current policy of monitoring the tanks, but to increase the frequency, and the situation is going to be reviewed after the inspection, which is scheduled in August. And that was when I, after all this came through, I corresponded and it came back. Fairhaven Toilet, the work started on the replacement of the roofs, which is great news. Toilets that deep cleaned but for 16th and the 17th, depending on the work being finished in the toilets. Cemetery in the churchyard, the turfing work is completed. School gardens, there's a recycled plastic picnic bench. It's been ordered in the next financial year. We've now got all the quotes in for the park equipment, so that will be on the next agenda to you. The Lotman Gate post has now been fixed, and we've had quite a week with fire safety risk assessments in both Rushmere and here, with basic first aid training for myself and basic health and safety awareness training for the rest of the staff. That's about it, really, in terms of updates.
Thank you. Can I just ask about the bench for the school garden? Did you say that's going into next year's financial year? Right, okay, thank you. Thanks. All right, 2667. To review and note the internal audit report of the 26th of January 2026. If you all had a copy, then you read the report. And do you have any comments?
Well, shall I just kick off?
Please,
we did go through this at the last finance meeting on a paragraph by paragraph basis. Generally speaking, I think it's right to say that the auditor was very pleased with the way we keep our books and our records. She did make a number of quite useful comments, some of which we had already addressed, and some of which we have now addressed, and some that we will address. But generally, it was very positive. It is on the website if anyone's interested in looking at the internal auditor's report. But generally, very good. Very little for us to worry. Yes, exactly. So yes, if anyone would like to read it, it is on the website under finance.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, thank you. I think we've come a long way, are you?
Yeah.
Considering, I can remember you, David, sitting at the back on this side, and it was a bit, you know, the internal audit.
Yeah.
I think that's the sheer hard work of Van Clark and other members of staff,
yes, the RFO.
And the RFO. And also, I think that we've worked well over the year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a lot done.
So well done. Okay, thank you. 2668, new local plan to agree the key matters West Mersey Town Council wish to raise with Colchester City Council. Agree the suggested wording of a letter to Colchester City Council. John, this is your item?
Yep, can I start this? So we've got David Cooper, who is a member of the working group on the local plan, also present. It may be necessary for it to suspend standing orders if Mr. Cooper wants to add anything to what I'm going to say.
That's possible, isn't it?
But thank you, Madam Chair. What I have to report on this is that the Environment and Community Services Committee met last month and decided, after very careful consideration, that we should seek a meeting with the planners. After the last meeting of the Local Planning Committee, which was held in February, it was clear that there were many issues outstanding locally. And the interim report from the planners contained issues which were still outstanding and which still needed inquiry. The document you have before you, 2668, is the text of a letter suggested be sent that covers the areas which are concerned for this council. The meeting, if it goes ahead with the planners, would involve two city councillors. Councillor Parsons and I had this exchange earlier. It would involve just two of the city councillors because Councillor Parsons is a member of the local plan committee and therefore cannot take part in considerations. But it is suggested that we seek a meeting with our city councillors for the reasons given in the document you have before you. There are many issues which the working party and the committee felt were not addressed in the document that had been put forward by the city council planners, particularly in relation to the Strood, particularly in relation to the impact on the entry and exit on the Sol Road guarding the Strood. There was the question of emergencies as well, which were not covered. And there were major issues, for example, dealing with the Marine Conservation Zone, MCZ, which has not been issued. Other issues we felt could be dealt with by an exchange, particularly regarding the water recycling centre. And there were issues like the caravan park, houseboats, and various corrections to the local plan in the document, which were not matter of controversy, but could be corrected in the document which is go forward. So what you have before you is the outline of a letter which would go from this council and which would seek a meeting with the planners. The background is that we need to make our case very strongly going forward, and that the letter would help us in the view of the working party and the committee in terms of presentation as far as the examination is concerned. As Councillor Parsons mentioned earlier on, consultation process has not been exhausted yet. We've got one further round of consultation on the local plan, and after that it will go to formal examination before a planning inspector. And what we're trying to do here is to isolate those areas of disagreement with the council, with the city council, and also to see where there are elements of agreement going forward as far as the West Mersey Council and the city council is concerned. So I would invite you to consider this as a basis of going forward to the city councils, and it would, the letter would go within the next 2 or 3 days. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Any comments, please?
Shall we start
off? Please do.
I agree entirely with the points raised here, John. It's been talked about this morning about Dawes Lane not being fit for purpose.
Okay.
That's not mentioned here,
okay,
but it will be one of the main routes to not only the existing Dawes Lane site, but also the proposed one.
Yeah.
And it isn't suitable, is it?
No.
We already know that the buses won't be going down
no.
there because they don't deem it suitable for
okay.
all sorts of
yeah.
different reasons. But I wonder if that could be raised
okay.
as an infrastructure question
okay.
With Karen Syrett. The allotments have been raised in respect to section 106. Perhaps someone can, around this table can help me out here. I think it says that they will be passed to West Mersey Town Council.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's passed at no charge.
For £1.
For £1, yes.
Okay.
There won't be any costs attached to it,
no.
apart from the £1, because we already maintain and look after the site and pay all the costs.
Save the rent.
And it will save the rent, of course, which is the big saving.
Yeah.
How that affects section 106, I've got absolutely no idea. But if we are agreed that they've been passed at no charge or £1, then there's no need to raise it.
No.
Because it was raised today, it just suddenly occurred to me. But I think Dawes Lane might be useful.
Yeah, good. I should have indicated these are the outline points.
Yes.
When
yes,
we
yes.
get to a meeting, and there may be subsequent meeting,
yeah.
there may be us.
But
I think
it could fall
on
the
Dawes Lane point is taken.
John, can I just confirm, please? Sorry. These points have been raised in the response to the consultation.
Previously,
yes.
Yeah. When the consultation response that went in from this council, these issues that are listed have been raised in the response.
They're all
raised,
part of the
including
evidence.
Dawes Lane.
It's substantial.
And Councillor Parsons has said they're still going through to get the responses out.
Yes, that's right. The basis is that this is why I delayed it, going to the council, the city council, is that they are meeting on Monday. We, as a local planning committee, they've got our response. We don't know what their response is to our response
mm-hmm.
yet. Yeah, so this is trying to tease out what they're putting in their evidence.
Oh, so is this a bit premature then? If we don't know what the response is going to be,
well, it's not. It's in a way yes, in a way no, because when they come forward with their next response, that will be the final. There won't be any more. Was it
Secretary of State then, would it be?
Well, it will be for consultation,
yeah.
but it will, the ink will virtually be dry on. But what has happened so far is that they haven't, in their detailed stuff that they've put forward, they've not put in the basis of why they've reached the conclusions they have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, okay. David?
May I speak? The 106 is quite interesting on the allotments. Yes, you say only £1, but I suspect the developer will say, hang on, I'm giving you the allotments, so you're not going to get so much elsewhere for your reparation.
Right, yes.
That is the danger. Okay, that's come later, we haven't got there yet,
no.
but it is something to bear in mind. Following on John's point here is, the borough have responded, they've got a 200-page document out with responses from the various organisations.
And what worries me in all these responses, high level response and comments, this is the planners, it's wishy-washy. And it ends up with saying a statement of common ground will be prepared to cover any remaining issues if required. Well, you know, that's everything. There is no specific reference to the MCZ in here.
No.
None whatsoever. That just sort of comes under environmental matters. But it is very important to the community, that one, because as we say in our document to the borough, and our overall conclusion was it fails to assess the cumulative environmental and infrastructure impacts, ignores the statutory regulator warnings, overlooks the island's unique constraints, and removes Mersey's specific protections, risks severe environmental and economic social harm. Now, that never appears in any of this. And that's what worries me a little bit. Taking account of the cumulative impact from the planned growth will possibly be considered by the environment agent. But there's no definition of how they're going to do it. And the MCZ doesn't get mentioned, and that worries me. It's the same when you get to Anglian Water again. We will cooperate with them. Well, yeah, I should hope you will, because you have to. Now, we know that they've now, think they've sorted out the freshwater situation, these extra pipes coming down from up north, Lincolnshire. That will add to the Eli Ouse scheme, which they've already got, so it's only bolstering that, but that's still 3 or 4 years off. But that one aside, it's the other end, what they do with all that water when they have to put it out in the sewers. They haven't answered that one yet, because there's going to be extra pollution. Anything you put out there is adding to our environmental problem, and they don't seem to have grasped that bit of it. The other one is there's no response at all on the traffic bit as far as our road is concerned. They've got all these detailed pages and pages of reports about every junction in Colchester, but nothing about Strood. It still has not been put in a traffic thing, and I think that what I would like you to emphasise that in your letter, that where is the traffic report, like everywhere else has got, for the Strood? We haven't got one, please. There are other lots of other items in there, but these we will have a chance later on, perhaps before the inspector, to bring up if we don't get any sense out of the borough. They have catched the passes and tried to get some money spent on defending the seawalls on the landward side of the Strood, but the borough threw it out. They weren't going to have any money spent on seawall defences, and so those, if they go, of course that V1025 will be flooded. As soon as that wall gets breached, there's no way you're going to stop it being flooded, I'm afraid. And you notice in our report we sent to them, we included the LIDAR maps of that seawall, and it's well below the 1953 height that they put it in there, because it's sunk.
And David, I remember reporting back to the working group that I'd spoken to Karen Sirrett, and she'd asked that when the consultation, the response to the consultation went in, that we requested a traffic survey, which I understand that never went in with the consultation. So rather than ask where it is in the letter, perhaps we should ask, can you please complete?
Yes, but that's another part of it.
Yeah.
That's a number game. All we're asking, there's no counting the fact that that road is blocked for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yet, Hythe, they're talking about traffic jams down there. Well, what about us?
Yeah.
We've got a traffic jam.
Yeah.
Nothing can get on and off the island, let alone the bus and public transport. The whole thing goes haywire. But that isn't mentioned and brought up.
I think we can cover both your points in the response.
Yeah.
Okay.
But are we going to vote on whether we should send a letter?
Well, I'd like to say, I think in line with the other letters that we've sent out, John, I know you did ask if it could go from myself.
Yeah.
But I know I've spoken to yourself as well.
Yeah,
about
I think
this,
it should be the clerk.
And
it
we do
be,
feel
that's fine. That's
it,
fine.
It should
fine.
Go from the clerk.
On behalf of the town council.
Yes, it was important that the person responsible should this then.
Yeah,
I agree.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you. I just wanted to ask Councillor Acker, given that the public consultation was, of course, buried in the Christmas break, I still understand that West Mersey residents provided one of the highest numbers of responses. Is there any risk of any of that actually being published? I know the council is not keen to do so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say we're not keen.
I thought the responses were on the portal. I apologise.
They are not in a way that actually shows the number from West Mersey. What they've done is they've published it point by point, and it's still not clear because Councillor Parsons is trying to get hold of the aggregated data, and if we get that, we will publish that.
Thank you.
Right, okay. So any other comments? Do we agree that we send a letter?
Or contact. Informally and send a letter?
Yeah, or make contact with them, with Karen?
I mean, this is in a way an informal letter that could go forward. There are two additional points that need to be made. One was on the question of the traffic survey, which should go in, and Bob's point about Dawes Lane. Yeah. So if it could be agreed that this letter goes with those amendments, then that would be the recommendation that I would make.
Okay, by letter.
By letter.
So,
we got a member who's joined. Colchester doesn't do traffic surveys. That's Essex County Council Highways, which Colchester will just refer. And watching how Highways Planning Officer works, should we say near the university that says, yes, they can build 600 houses, don't worry about the roads because most people are going to use bikes and buses.
The point is well taken because I've had discussions with Councillor Jowett about Essex Highways doing it, but the phraseology that I would use would be not it for the City Council to do it, but they could arrange for that.
What would be best, which is what other parish councils are doing at the moment, like Appleton, who want to do it on the Mersey Road because of the issues going through there, as you know, they're getting an allocation, is that Councillor Bentley, for them, has said that if the parish council was willing to contribute towards the survey, Highways work a little bit faster to carry the survey out. So it could be a better approach for the town council, possibly, John, to say to go to Highways or go to Jay, John, get Councillor Giles and say, can we get the survey done on the Strood? And possibly it's the council to decide we contribute towards getting that survey done.
I think that's what they're being we're going asked. Off what we're trying
no, but
to
do. John, this survey is what is important to John. If you want it done, you could always do that quite quickly, John.
We need to pull this back and make a decision about the wording of the letter. And I mean, when I did speak to Karen Sirrett, it wasn't for Colchester City to do the survey. She would request it.
Okay.
But I don't think that's what's the agenda point is. So,
but perhaps Carl's point could be addressed subsequently.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not part of the letter that goes in, but we can address it because it's an important point.
Yeah.
That we need to do, because I've got the estimate from John Giles about how much it cost last time. It was about, there were two surveys, it was approximately about £15,000. That's what the surveys cost. But I think the point is that we should examine this question of the survey after the letter goes in. The other point that I would make is that I do hope that, I don't know what the planner's response will be, but I hope that our two city councillors who are not involved with the local plan committee will be part of that kind of process in terms of the discussion. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So, shall we have a vote to agree to suggested wording? Are you happy? Has anybody got any comments? Would you like a letter to go in?
I think it's nicely worded. It's not demanding anything. It said you've offered the chance to us to talk to you and we'd like to take you up on it, basically.
I mean, that's basically following what they've done.
Yeah.
Okay.
They
so
did say they would come and talk to us.
Yeah. So shall we have a vote?
Are you proposing it?
I don't mind. John,
so
it's your idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, I propose we have.
Can I just check that it's to agree the suggested wording and send the letter to Colchester Police?
Yeah, in your name.
Councillor Acker's proposing. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Baker, all in favour?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll abstain on that one.
Yes,
yeah,
thank you.
Yes, thank
you.
I do agree with
yes.
that.
2669 to approve the quotation for holiday cover for the cleaning of all the council owned public toilets at a cost of £4,678.80.
This is our usual supplier, as it were. Is it one that's done it? It is, yeah. Well, it is within the budget. It has to be done, so I'm personally quite happy with it.
Okay, is that your proposal?
I'll second.
Okay, all in favour? Thank you. That's an easy one. 2670, to agree the quotation to install a new footpath using a compacted gravel finish at Coast Road. Can Clark, would you give us an upgrade, please? Have we got the...
We haven't. We've applied for the certificate of proposed development, had an architect who came in to submit the plans that they required, and we're just waiting to receive confirmation that that's been confirmed.
Councillor Hinderwell.
Yes, I'm looking on the planning portal. The determination or the target date for that application is the 17th of April, so we potentially won't have any decision on it until after that time.
Okay.
So I would say I don't think we can
agree
on any of these options because we don't know that the planning or the pre-approval will come back approved.
Okay.
Because we haven't seen
change the surface or something.
Yeah, we haven't.
Okay.
No, Highways haven't commented upon it yet, so it's really Highways' comment that we're waiting for before
okay.
we decide.
Well, they did make a comment to us, didn't they? But
I know, but
do
that was
unofficial. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, shall I to, make a proposal, unless anyone else has got any comments? No? I propose that we defer this item until we've got the certificate of...
Well, yeah, the planning application is determined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll propose that. Seconder, please. Thank you. Yeah, Councillor Hinderwell, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 2671 to agree the quotation to supply and install 10 oak posts at the Glee. So the agenda item is to look at the, it was already agreed to replace the items, so the agenda item is to look at the quotations that have been provided to us. Historically, my understanding is there was a Section 106 agreement which had, I think it was a payment of £50,000 historically to do with the Glee for maintenance. So when we read that, you know, we're aware that there was a 106 agreement, then that's been paid for maintenance, then I would suggest that maintenance would cover the posts that are rotting as well up there. There was money given for the maintenance.
Yeah.
So the quotations, have you all got them in front of you?
Yeah.
There are, Councillor Jenkins, this is a budgeted item as well.
It
was agreed
to
do that.
Not at this price. Can I make a comment on this?
Yeah.
This was first raised by a resident in Moor Road, I think. Well, Nigel Moor, somewhere nearby, that these posts were rotting. And they were concerned that the double step that's there would not be deterrent enough. So I thought, okay, all right, we'll put it in the budget and we'll consider it at a later stage. But when I put it in the budget originally, we were thinking we would replace them with recycled plastic, about £50 a post or something like that. But now looking at this, it's £270 a post.
Well, that's included. We actually envisaged we would use our own ground staff
we
to
did.
Install them, and these
yeah,
quotes.
Yeah.
Are including
yes.
installation, which
yeah.
basically doubles the price of the.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
It was about £500 worth of cost plus labour. That's why I made it £1,000
yeah.
pounded the budget. But
when do you think there's 86 of them or
yeah.
something like
yeah.
that? It's a phenomenal amount of money.
I don't think with the other pile of seats it's not going to be as costly as this, because we would then be up, hopefully, by that point, up to full staff. This is the problem where we've got a quote to have them installed
yeah.
because we haven't had the staff to do it.
Yeah.
So, and also to break it down into, this is 10, isn't it?
Yeah,
another
70 odd.
Yeah.
But you made a bit of a face there, Nigel, when I said about recycle plastic.
Well, they wouldn't be robust enough, that's all.
Wouldn't they, though?
Well, they're similar to the ones by Furze Road.
Yes, well, similar to that.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to rot in the ground, are they?
Well, okay, it's not my decision. But I would just say that either we remove the whole lot so it all looks tidy,
yeah.
or we...
Yeah.
Replace the whole lot in stages, but
perhaps we also the 50,000 on the Section 106 agreement that was for maintenance. Where did it go?
Who knows?
Got a clue.
If nothing's been maintained,
yeah.
you know,
spend it. Yeah, but isn't this chair the decision we've got to make? Either we the whole lot get done or none at all.
Councillor Hinderwell.
Well, I mean, on this agenda, we either defer it or make it or choose one option. There's no no change in that, and then
have another meeting
assets or whatever to decide what to do with it.
I actually would propose to defer it by Nigel Hinderwell.
Yeah.
Spend about it actually, because I agree those posts aren't really neat. It's a double.
Yeah.
You need to stop where you can drive up, which is for access, but if someone to drive a car up there, even before it would damage. So I'd actually propose to actually defer it and then relook at the whole scheme.
Yeah.
I think we need to look at that.
Well, if
that's my proposal.
It may be something on the covenants, I don't know. Shaking his head.
Would you allow me to ask David a question? You referred to a document that details the council's responsibilities in maintaining League 2. Are you able to point me to where it is?
What, the document?
Yes.
It's on your files. I've got a copy if you haven't.
I've not seen it personally, but...
it's a Section 106 agreement signed by the developer.
Oh, well, the actual Section 106?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a covenant within that.
I'm going to have to read that again.
Shall we take a look at that then?
Yes.
Take a look at that East Fence as well.
Need to do that.
Any further comments? So the proposal is from Councillor Powell to defer. Seconder?
Yeah. Jonathan.
Councillor Acker, all in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 2672, to agree the quotation for the new beacon posts. Have you all got your options?
Yeah.
This is a bit confusing, Simon.
No, I've seen.
Right, there was an email circulated earlier as well from the office. So,
yeah, I did. Shall I kick it off again?
Yes, please.
Well, I did find the quote a bit confusing, I have to say. So I spent 5 minutes, or actually a lot more than 5 minutes, trying to understand it this afternoon. And I looked at the post first, which is the most important item, really. So we've got green oak and we've got dried oak, haven't we? Well, the green oak, one quote would be something like 390 for the post, the other one would be 537, and in oak dried it would be 770. Well, I wouldn't personally go for green oak because we want to be there a long, long time, don't we? So I personally would go for the dried oak at 770. When we come to the bollards, we're back to talking about phenomenal price for a post. Quite a high price, actually. I mean, two posts from one of the suppliers are over £1,000. I mean, they're just there to protect the post. That's all they're there for. Does it need to be oak?
Councillor Hinderwell.
Well, I had a conversation with our assistant, Carol, and who filled me in what it's all about. The oak, there's four oak posts around the main post to protect it from vehicles.
Yeah.
And one of those has already been knocked over,
yep.
and the other one was demolished when the main post fell down.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a quote to replace those two.
There.
But still two existed. So if we're gonna, if they're all going to match, we need to get the same as what's already there.
Or take the other two out and put four much cheaper ones in.
Mm.
But they'd have to be possibly metal, steel bollards, because they're there to protect against vehicles, because it is a car park, and there's people who can't...
Well, they've obviously done their job, haven't they?
Well, they got demolished.
Well, one did.
Yeah, but if they were still, if they were steel bollards, they could well be, they could well stop the car. But anyway, that's the option, isn't it?
Yeah, so what I'd like to suggest is that we get the main post done and the metal work done, which I think we've already agreed, because that's the most important job. And then we re-look again at the bollards, because I think we probably need to replace all four with something a bit more suitable,
substantial,
more cost effective. Yeah.
Okay, so is that your proposal?
Yeah.
Okay, does anyone, before we go to a second, does anyone else have any comments?
Only, I'll ask Councillor Boylan if he has anything to say, because you've had a look at this, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I was trying to imagine, because two of them came down, or two of them were flat, but I was wondering whether that, because the chain actually pulled both of them over. I don't remember it being knocked over.
Totally rotten, all of them.
I'm not so sure, but at the end of the day, if we're doing the whole thing, it would make sense to do it in one go, I would say. And can't we put the metal posts round and do it in one go?
Well, we haven't got a price.
I would go with the oak again. I would be honest, because providing they're in the sleeve. I would go with them, because it looks the part, to be honest.
Yes, having the plan is to use a fabricated metal
base
with so that the post is held off the ground, so it's not sitting in water continuously, because the water table there is probably only about that far under the ground. That's why the original one rotted.
Yeah,
so,
no, I get it. I totally agree with that.
General explanation.
But you're talking about
the four posts on the outside.
Four on the outside, okay. They will rot away again.
Mm.
You can see in the photograph
that
one of the small posts has rotted at the bottom, and that's why it collapsed when it was hit.
It seems false economy. It seems a waste of money to me to spend over £1,000
on the short posts.
Because if you do all four of them, which we'll end up doing, won't we? It's over £2,000 for four posts. I mean, really. Mm.
I thought box section would probably be the choice.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Mm. Metal box section.
Are they just
galvanised box section or something?
Yeah. Are they just in the ground then?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's again, it's exposed to the.
It's too wet down there for timber to.
Far too wet. The water table's it's right up to the.
Yeah.
Right up. So can we split this into the 3.7 metre post, which needs to be done?
Wouldn't it be advisable? Because the guys who are making up the box for the post to sit in will arguably be able to make up the four posts that we actually do if we do it metalwork and then.
Put them inside,
to
protect them.
And just go and get a price for them.
Yeah, so we propose we purchase a dried oak main post for the purposes of this meeting, and then...
Defer.
Get a quote for metal posts to be fabricated or purchased ready-made.
So defer the smaller posts...
Mm. We can get them done and passed through quite quickly, can't we? So.
Yeah. Okay, any further questions? Any comments?
Nothing.
No, all done? Okay, so that's your proposal.
Well, my proposal is, as Bob,
as
Councillor Jenkins first stated, is to go for a dried oak
3.7
metre post.
Well, it is for the post,
okay, so are you seconding it?
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favour?
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
Are we going to address the bollards or just put those?
Well, we can do it.
The one that made the arc. Yeah, seems appropriate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, whose ark was it?
Noah. yes. The problem is their quotes. They've only got a separate quote for the upright green oak. Their option B can. Option B. No, it's not option B. Option C, without posts, basically, is what we want. I believe.
Yes, it's the first three items, isn't it? 62, 84, and 63.
Without the posts, the short posts.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you. 2673, to avoid the quote for five employees to attend the basic health and safety awareness course provided by the council's health and safety consultant at a total cost of £200. I just want to amend the item, if I may, amend it to retrospective spend for six employees attended basic health and safety awareness at a cost of £250. It's already taken place, but at the time the entry the item went onto the agenda, it was believed it would just be four or five, but in fact it was six. So if I can amend this item, please, to retrospective, to agree retrospectively, six employees at a total cost of £250 attended the basic health and safety awareness course provided by the council's health and safety consultant at a cost of £250. So, any questions? Okay, so I'm happy to propose it. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Boylan, thank you. All in favour? Thank you. 2674, to discuss the request from the Mersey Community Repair and Make Charity for the possibility.
We've missed out. Oh, we've picked one, yep, sorry. Carry on.
I'm
going to
sit you in the corner.
Oh, I skipped one, sorry.
2674, to discuss the request from the Mersey Community Repair and Make Charity for the possibility of identifying a site for their premises. Okay, so we heard from Mr. Jarvis earlier with regards to looking at the glebe to see whether it's viable, suitable for the charity.
Yes, well, it refers to the glebe, but I think part of it refers really to Kingsfield, which is not the glebe, of course, it's the
CL1
and CL2. But that's many years away, well, quite a few years away, which leaves this small plot of land just by the tennis courts, just by the netball court, which doesn't seem suitable to me, I have to say. Sorry, I'm muttering a bit. I've read this through several times. It's quite a... We need to find somewhere, don't we? Mm. To me, the allotment's are the obvious place.
Mm.
Yeah, I think the allotment's is the best place. They've got parking, the service they use, and Colchester itself fully supports things for mental health, etc., which what they're doing. And I'm sure, talk about having a charity basis, I should be able to find funding towards that.
Well, I wrote down
the
section 106.
But not even that, they can get it from funds in Colchester.
Okay.
But to go there, down there, I think it would be an ideal place we could work around there. If they need planning permission as a council, which we've done before for the glebe, for the rugby club, etc., if we apply for planning permission, because it is within our leasing area, as you know, we get discount terms on it as well.
Not as much as we used to.
No, no, but it's a little bit, but it's still it's supporting a great thing within the community, which would be supported by Colchester as well.
Hold on, John. Sorry, Councillor Hinton.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I agree with Councillor Jenkins as far as Seal 1 and Seal 2 go. It's a few couple of years, or at least, if not more away, so that's probably not, that won't satisfy your immediate needs. And as far as the glebe goes, that's the same cladding status wise as the allotments. They're both outside the settlement boundary.
Yeah.
Our neighbourhood plan doesn't support development outside the settlement boundary. And it refers to Colchester's policy OV2, which will support development that's complements existing uses of the land. So on the glebe, they probably support sporting activities development, but even so, the containers that we've had before, they were actually only granted temporary permission and had to be removed, except they weren't. And the rugby ones eventually did get permanent permission. But the other issue, of course, is the existing users of the glebe definitely wouldn't be happy if we supported a development of of a building for another purpose other than sport, which I could quite rightly agree with them. The allotments, I don't know, I believe that you took advice on the potential of gaining planning permission on the allotments and were told that it was probably unlikely.
No, not at all.
No, you weren't. May I ask, what advice did you get?
We were told that we would have to get full planning permission.
Yes.
And that as a charity it would cost us more because we'd have to prove that we could fund it. It wouldn't be assumed that we could fund it. But that's as far as it went.
Okay.
And that was our £114 fee to get 20 minutes of conversation with somebody in Manchester who told us that. So,
but the disadvantage to you, there's no power at the allotments.
No, but our proposal at the moment, and we envisage being able to provide the energy we need from solar batteries and the occasional use of a very, very quiet generator. And we think our energy usage at the moment would be covered by solar and batteries. I mean, allotments is, if you don't mind, but allotments is still our favourite place to go.
Yeah.
What we can't do at the moment is fundraise to get planning permission, to come back to council and say we've got planning permission, for the council then to say yes, but we're still not happy. To be honest, that's our problem. That's why we're looking at other places. We would love to go to the allotments. It works perfectly for us.
Well, any other place would be planning permission anyway, wouldn't it?
Yes. Councillor Acker.
No, all that I was going to say was, this is just the type of community involvement that I think this council should support.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, and they're to be congratulated. I mean, we should go on record and congratulate them for the progress they've made already. I think the allotments, the choice is the ideal one. And you need some pump priming money, don't you?
Yeah.
Basically what it is. I was wondering if we could catch our heads and see how we could help you generate some money so that you could go forward on this.
Perhaps sort of come to the council with a proposal. With a view of, I'm going to stick my neck out here, with a view of perhaps,
under a general power of competence.
Under a general power of competence that we pay for your application.
Yeah. I think if,
obviously we couldn't make a decision on that.
We can't make a decision on that.
All we can
do here is state that we aren't in favour of putting anything on the glebe.
No.
And
can I make a suggestion that you come in and we have a meeting?
Meeting.
And we have this out on the table.
Brilliant.
And
and
we talk about sort of the suggestions to you with regards to funding it. Because as Councillor Hinton says, we can't make that decision.
No.
It's not an agenda. but can we do it sort of pretty soon as well?
Yeah, it would suit us actually.
Yeah,
that'd be really
rather good. Than leave it and it, everybody gets a bit deflated, don't they? You know,
we would be delighted
but,
to have that meeting.
But can I just ask as well, did you approach the WI again? I know we've spoken to do with your current setup and whether at the back of the WI, are you sort of, that's not...
I think, so are people happy for me to talk? I mean, the WI was good until we had some advice. We didn't pay for it, it's informal, but somebody that... A couple of people have been involved in the planning processes. The concern was that our original idea of extending the WI hall might open up a can of worms when you start taking the back of the WI hall off. It's got no foundations, it's got asbestos, the wood might be... You might end up with somebody saying, I'm sorry, it's all going to be knocked down. So the proposal then was that we went on the rear boundary, and that was fine, except that then you're into the game of... You've got to have half an hour fireproofing because you're on a boundary wall, and it became very complicated, very expensive for a shed, effectively. So again, it's one of those things that's still there. That's what I'm saying about things in parallel, not pursuing it just one thing. But that's a little bit further back in our thinking now because of those issues, because it was very difficult.
Right. Okay. So. What's been presented to us, I think the general feeling is we can't move this forward. One, because we don't have that land at the moment, and it's going to be some time before we do.
Yeah.
And they're looking to sell it as quickly as possible, I think.
I don't think Lee 1 is suitable, so we need to focus on
absolutely. So perhaps if everybody's in agreement that we set up a meeting to sit round the table, I think we've got to come. To sit round the table and just have an open discussion.
Councillor Paddy. I'd actually propose that they got assurance that this council will support them to go to the allotments. They know that's in the background. And in the meantime, talking about the funding, I will speak on the city side here, basically try and fund quite a lot of it for you. Because that would be quite supportive. If the council here is willing to support the application process, I will try and get the other. So for the assurances, as you're a registered charity, that you possibly will get more of that funding to help towards the whole project.
Can I just confirm, it's a CIC? Is it a charity or a CIC?
My proposal is we will support them to go to the allotments. Then we'll have the meeting, how it goes from that. That's my
In principle.
We
just need to, because
need
of the particular tenancy requirements, we need
exactly.
To work out.
Exactly. As long as we've got the support there, I think then it can move a lot quicker than having the doubt.
Yeah.
That's my proposal.
Okay. We can't actually have a vote on this. It's not on the agenda, I believe, to sort of have a vote.
But we can conclude that we
none
of these sites proposed in this document would be
suitable
for the reasons that we've just discussed.
Right. Yeah, okay. Can you give some dates to our town clerk that you're available,
we'll
please, before
tomorrow.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah.
All right, happy? Good, excellent.
Delighted.
Thank you. 2675, to agree to engage an electrical contractor to inspect the council's Christmas lighting and submit quote for any required repair work. Right, I know this is early and it's not Christmas.
We'll be here before we know where we are.
Just one second, sorry. But the lights on the lime tree seem a bit problematic.
Yeah, just to say the least,
So, we did have some money in the budget, and also, I understand Councillor Purling obtained some Christmas
decorations.
Are they at the Glebe or are they Rushmere? But also, is there an issue with putting those on the lampposts?
This council didn't want them, so I gave them to another council.
Okay, so we don't have those now. Okay, fair enough. right? But we do still have lights that are not working on the lime trees. So can we perhaps have those looked at or a quote for some repair work?
That was my question. What lights were you referring to? So this is
lime tree.
Only the lime tree
it
lights.
It is now, yes.
Yep. Okay.
Means that we don't have the others. So any comments, please?
No. This is just to go out and repair it and obtain a quote
really.
To
yes.
get them working
yeah.
or
yeah.
get an opinion whether they need to be scrapped and replaced.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So my proposal would be... That's okay. That we go out and obtain a quote from an electrical contractor to see whether we can get the lime tree
yeah.
lights working,
yeah.
or scrapped, or replaced. Councillor Harding.
Or both.
Or both.
Mm. Those particular lights were purchased by the council. They bought them. We arranged a contractor to put them up and then plugged in. They literally plug in. If they don't work, you ain't going to repair them.
No.
Basically, they go up in one long string. If an LED is broken or damaged, it's had it. You'd spend more time going in that tree looking for the break than you would.
Replacing it.
Mm.
He's already hasn't he, some of them? It's taken a long time. He keeps having to keep going back and forth to try different connectors to see which one isn't working.
They were bought... They are a professional grade LED light. They're not cheap, so I wouldn't go cheap. This is one thing that this can't oh, get the cheapest possible, it won't work. They run on stems, they go back to a box, and each limb goes back into an individual connector. So in theory, you go back and find out where you got them from. If you brought them, you can buy the string and literally plug it back in with the driver. The trouble is, when the tree surgeons go in and suddenly do a bit of repairs, they only have to nip the cable, and that's what will take the string out. That's why if you look at the tree, some were working, some were not. The best way of doing it is plug in and see what works. The ones that don't work is to replace that string. And that company is still about, I think it's Christmas Lighting, it's a professional one. Just buy the strings and replug them back in. It's a case for a driver. The only problem is it's getting someone in. You'd have to hire someone with a hire to do it. Or, strangely enough, the people you want to ask to do it are tree surgeons, not electricians. So it's
okay.
a tree surgeon you want to ask to go and do it. The council buys it, gets him to put it. And to actually, literally, Boz and Gary plug them in.
Okay, so not go out for a quote.
You need to get a quote from the tree surgeon, how much he would charge
okay.
to go up and do it. But it's go back, find out, and then see whether they still make, I think they still make them, and just buy new strings
yeah.
to go up and plug in on the connectors. Because it was
kind
made
makes
connectors.
Sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
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 All right.
Sounds good to me.
So is that your proposal?
That's what I think is the best way because it was done to be done that way in case one does get damaged, it should
yeah.
be replaced.
Yeah. Right.
Because the power's been put across, that bit's been done.
The name of the company,
so yeah, can you just formalise that for me, Councillor Cowling? So I know exactly what I'm the.
Yeah, I can speak to. Yeah, I'll find out.
No, the actual proposal.
Can you formalise
your proposal?
I propose that we get a quote from to ask one of the tree surgeons what he would. Charge to basically replace lighting within the tree.
Yeah.
He should be able to do most of them all in a day. It's scary when they go up and things.
Mm-hmm.
And then all we have to do then is possibly get one evening while it is still dark, plug in, see which ones are working, which strings aren't. And if there's two or three strings, then get a cost to replace those strings.
And the name of the company that you've used?
I can't remember what the name of...
Festive Lighting,
I believe.
Yeah,
but we would have records of that, because it was only
commercial.
Done 3 or 4 years ago. So
that
rings
a bell.
Festive Lights, yeah.
Yeah.
Unrealistically, unfortunately, you wouldn't need to go out for two or three quotes, because they are the company.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they are good... I'm sorry, they are good quality LED lighting, but even they can't take a cut.
No. Was on the last
or a branch
yeah.
falling out and splitting
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
They weren't lost.
Okay, a seconder, please.
Every three years.
Thank you, Councillor Bolling. All in favour?
Yeah.
Thank you. 26.76 to agree to liaise with Colchester City Council and Essex County Council with an agreed list of proposed sites to be requested for change of ownership to West Mersey Town Council.
Should we go around the table?
I think so. I think it's going to be the best way to do this. So I'm going to start sort of in this direction and go round. So, Councillor Baker.
What to find what neighbourhood that we want or what?
Well, it's an agreed list of proposed sites, assets. Asset transfer.
Right.
From
suggestions.
Suggestions. A list of sites to put forward to Essex County Council and Colchester City Council. So, do you have any suggestions of a proposed site?
Okay, no, because I don't know what.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Weaver.
I think we should consider whether we want to take on the car parks. This CV in particular, I think that the city still am part of.
Southern end of CV.
Off the top of my head, I've gone blank.
Should I continue round? Yeah. Okay,
the primary ones that come to my mind are the freehold of Glebe 2, because currently we hold a lease on that, which was originally for 99 years. So there's a freehold of Glebe 2, which I don't know what Colchester's response would be, but it's not a money generating asset of theirs. Of course, these offices that we're seeing. After that, I think we have to be very careful what we ask for, because we don't want to incur, we don't want anything that is going to cost us more than it's worth. But generally, there's quite a few bits of open space around the parish, which Mr. Cooper identified in the neighbourhood plan.
Yes,
so there's a list there of all the open spaces, so if anyone wants to go through and decide if they want any of them, they could. That's
well,
my
I did
suggestion.
Look through that list.
Yeah.
It's got a horrible number of trees on it.
Yes, Raymond Woods and areas over there, so you have to be very careful.
Well, I love trees, but I don't like looking after them.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you have to be very careful what you wish for, because the cost of maintaining. Although we probably, some of this land, even though we don't own it, we do maintain it at present anyway.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Senior car park itself is obviously one.
Yes.
Well, we pay business rates on it, but we don't maintain it. But we've mentioned that one already, haven't we?
We have.
Senior car park itself.
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh, sorry, is it round to me?
It is.
Well, there's a couple that I've got down here. There's the land commonly known as the Rose Garden, next to Fairhaven Toilets, which will need some maintenance, a bit of grass cutting and to cut the hedges, but it would secure that corner for posterity that it couldn't be built on. But it was also part of making Mersey look nice, really, and it's not maintained properly by Colchester, because they've got stretched resources. So that would be one I would look to have pass across to us. And the other one, and Carl, correct me if I'm wrong here, the land in front of the cemetery at First Road, is that Colchester or is that Essex?
Colchester.
Well, they do cut the grass, but that's the only cost that we're involved in. They don't maintain the roads, and I don't think they're likely to. We've been putting a pot of money away in order to improve the access to the cemeteries. At the moment, the hearses are passing over a pothole, really unacceptable road, and that's not right, I don't think, anyway. So I would like to secure that. The maintenance is low. After that, we start looking at things that actually might cost us rather a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to stop there.
Okay, Councillor Baker.
Yeah,
the council office is here, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
It's on left,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm just really adding support to those, some of those who put forward. I agree with what Bob has put forward about Fairhaven. That is a very desirable site that could be
but
bought.
It could be done.
And I said about the council offices. I think we've got to be really careful because we own and are responsible for a lot of land already. Yeah, and there's a lot of things. I've got nothing else to add to the list.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Councillor Boylan?
Yeah, I don't disagree with most of what's been said, but I'd like to sort of see a comprehensive list of what Colchester does own.
Yeah.
So you can make a, you know.
I agree with that.
There's a lot on that list.
Just so I can look and say, you know,
I agree.
And take your guidance as what will cost a lot of money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Councillor Palin?
Well, as you know, I've been on Colchester about this for years.
Yeah.
And I can give you an update. They've now assigned an officer that is offloading property and land across Colchester.
Mm.
I have actually spoken to that officer since you've talked about that. And he is aware of most of these subjects. And I'll hopefully be getting a meeting soon, so I'll get him down here to discuss it. They did actually put a lot of it on hold during the process because of local government reform.
Yeah.
But they are now pushing ahead with it, and some of you must be aware. I think Wivenhoe and other places have actually managed to acquire because of this process.
Yeah.
So at the moment, they are now open to discussion with all of this.
Okay.
So, I've already have got the email back from the officer in question.
Okay.
So if you give a list, I will actually put it for him. These officers have been on there for a long time. We know that at the bottom of Seaview. We pay all the rates on the Seaview for the entire car park, so why they own the bottom half is a bit stupid, because they actually claimed it, as we know.
Yeah, they do.
But the Rose Garden, Glebe, Colchester actually think we own it anyway.
Yeah.
They actually not. So I don't think that would be an issue for them.
No.
I don't think that's worry then. As of mostly another bit of interest is, Colchester now maintain all the grounds in-house. They no longer
they
use
do.
Contractors.
They do. Right.
And four do it. Have you noticed they've been cutting all around Mersey?
Yeah.
So, but no, the officer in question is that he's now aware of all of this and what they're after. So if you're keen to that, I can push it further. It's now moving on.
Can I just ask, can you share the contact details with the town clerk? Because the letter will go on behalf of the council from the town clerk. So if you've got an email with the contact details, could you please pass that on to
I'll speak to Kirsty about it.
Thank you. Right, okay. I spoke to you about this, but the beach huts generate a lot of income. Although it's a lot of work, it generates a lot of income. Sophie has already mentioned about the car parks. I mean, I can't see Colchester or Essex County Council giving up everything that's profitable to them. I just can't see it.
But to the beach huts, yeah.
Well, the beach huts, but is there any harm putting it on the list and seeing what comes out of it? You see, unlike Councillor Hinderwell, I would aim high because you've got.
You do have to be careful with what you wish for. There will be. It's not just a case of sitting back and taking in the money. There'll be a lot of administration and maintenance involved.
Yeah, which from the income you would be able to recruit somebody to manage. And you've got more of a chance that the money that is generated from the beach huts being spent within the local area rather than outside of the local area.
Yeah.
It's worth asking the question, but
yeah.
Have we got any idea how much money
is
involved with it?
Is it about $240,000 a year? Between 240.
Okay.
Ian, have you got the figures?
I did put it in Korea.
246 is
it
something?
I think the beach huts generated. It's gone out of my head. There's about 400 the average is probably about 250, so the average rent. So what's that? It's over 100. Yeah, over 100,000. Plus they have transfer fees, which is, yeah, so if I could speak, about another 10,000. Plus there's the opportunity to introduce, as in other areas, a lease premium charge, whereby on any sale, the council takes 10% of the proceeds of the sale. So that would produce another 50,000 a year. So there is scope for it to generate, yes, certainly 150,000 to 170,000, 5,000 a year.
I just don't think there's any harm in putting it on the list. I
would say, I've been on this for years. They will not relinquish the
beach. We don't know unless we ask.
I've asked on many occasions. What you forget is the administration is Labour, not the money. It actually does go
into
central.
Politics into it.
Well, unfortunately, Colchester is political. It's not like this
but
council.
West Mersey isn't.
No, but Colchester own it. I've spoken to the leader, and as you know, I've successfully got money out of Colchester on numerous occasions. The best approach on the beach huts is if they try and do it, they might say, if you want to take the front, you take the lot, which includes the pontoon. The pontoon costs tens of thousands to maintain. Look, Councillor Hinderwell is right. You've got to be danger of what could you wish for there. The maintenance of the groins and everything that comes all with it is incredibly expensive. And the approach that might work better, which they did consider, is, and I know Ian over there has put this forward as well, we've got a deal with NEP, with the car parking, as you know, where we get 50%.
Yeah.
Colchester could stop that if they wanted to, but they let it go. The best way is to negotiate with Colchester on the beach huts, whether we could get some sort of percentage from it without taking the full risk of what they could put on us of maintaining the lot down there, especially with what's going on with erosion, what's going on with the groins.
Yeah.
But they've been... When I've spoke to them before, it's been stopped quite flat when it comes to that sort of thing, which we have tried in the past on quite a few occasions. But the best approach they did to consider is possibly maybe another sort of partnership with the town council. But then when LGR comes in and the industry start, it could change slightly there as well. The best bit is to, I know with the other ones, we're very likely to almost get where we want to. The beach huts will, I don't think you'll get very far with that.
No.
It could scupper everything else while they're negotiating it and discussing it.
Yeah.
But the administration, I know you say we are not political here, it's true, but I know what the administration is like and the officers that are in charge.
I can't see them, as Councillor Pownian said, wanting to give that up because it's a revenue stream for them and they'd have to make a case. To the their own council for why they'd want to get rid of it, and I can't see that anyone could make a case on their side why they should dispose of it. But besides that, if we did take control of it, there's not just the costs. There's all the people coming from the beach huts into this office complaining about this and that, which we don't, you know. So we have to employ probably two more people to deal with beach huts.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, if you want to ask, I
just think you need to sometimes aim higher because you could argue, you know, at the moment we shared revenue with the car parks, so you could argue the same with the car parks.
Argue? What?
Well, if we put the beach huts on and try to negotiate to at least get some of the income from it, I'd go for all of it. But I'm greedy. Sorry.
I'm in favour of taking the income without any responsibility.
Yes, I know. Yes, I think anyone would.
But taking control of them gives us all the responsibility.
But you can't negotiate if you don't have it on your list.
Okay.
And you can put it on the list. Doesn't mean we've got to take it under the conditions.
Councillor Powling mentioned the pontoon, but if you look back through history, the council handed it back to Colchester just after the Urban District Council was disbanded because they couldn't afford to maintain it.
Yeah.
So we don't want to get into any situations
appreciate
like
that,
where we take on something.
But without it being on the list, you can't negotiate.
But Chair, what I hear is that if we put this in, it might well prejudice two or three, which are, you know, we're almost there. We don't want to give them up, do we?
But we don't know whether we're almost there with any of it. We've got to sit down with them to see what, if anything, they're prepared to give us. There's nothing in writing of what they're prepared to.
No, that's true.
Okay, if we're only going for a suggested list, put it on.
Thank you.
But don't expect too much. And we need to make a business case ourselves.
Yes.
As why we want it.
Yeah.
Unless we can demonstrate that it's beneficial to us, we can't take it on.
But without speaking to them and understanding what the costs are that's involved, because we're making assumptions without finding out what the costs are involved and what the net income is from it, you can't make a business case.
But if they said yes, right?
Yeah.
We haven't gone through the consequences for us, have we?
If they say yes, it doesn't mean we've got to accept it.
No,
after we've gone through.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Because we don't know what they're going to offer.
If we could do it on that basis, it's a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
I think they're very hard nosed, I think, the cultist.
Well, they've got to be. They've got to follow their own financial regulations.
They have.
They can't.
They have.
Yeah.
Give some. Just
they
say,
have.
Oh, they've got to make
absolutely
their own business case for doing it.
I agree, but at the end of the day, that would apply to the car parks as well, because it's shared ownership, well, shared income.
No, it doesn't.
So it would apply to. So it doesn't mean that because we've put it on our list.
We own some of the car parks already.
Yeah.
And we share revenue from one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Esplanade and
Chair, what is the process for taking this forward then?
We agree a list.
Yeah.
I mean, if, as I sent the email out to everybody, how you wanted to proceed with this is whether to have a meeting before tonight's meeting, but the responses were lacking.
Okay.
Hence it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Now, so we can either defer this and have a discussion afterwards and then bring it back to council, or we agree our suggested list.
The list is not going to change much, is it?
No,
these are fairly obvious ones.
Yeah.
We have a contact name.
Yeah.
So why don't we just propose that we make contact with and couple of
things.
Through the town clerk.
And we would like to explore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Explore.
Make initial contact with
yes.
Who
yes.
on the council will explore it? Who
I think that should be a meeting with whoever it is, if they're prepared to have a meeting with councillors and with the town clerk.
Okay.
Can I just check, is it just the south end of Seaview car park that you're interested in, or any other car parks that goes on the list?
I think the car parks, I think he was referring to the car parks in general as well.
Well,
and then he mentioned Seaview.
Seaview, the southern end of Seaview, Colchester registered to themselves.
Yeah, in 2014.
Yeah. So we own the northern end.
They own
the southern end of that case, which was a bit sneaky. But,
So can I just go back to Councillor Weaver? Because you mentioned car parks and then you said Seaview as well. So are you thinking about the other car parks as well? The Esplanade.
Well, I just threw it out just to see what others thought. So
I would suggest putting car parks on there. It doesn't mean you're going to get it.
Well, do we necessarily want them? That's the thing.
Got a good deal.
I'm quite happy to take the 50% and not have any responsibility for them.
All the machines.
But once again, I actually agree. If we suddenly go in, at the moment, Colchester are very aware about this building. Cultists are very aware about the bottom of Seaview. As you know, they took that a few years ago without even telling us.
I don't think they even knew that.
No, they didn't do that. So they're a problem. Colchester, are they going to give away the Esplanade? Doubt it.
No,
we've got the revenue share, but they administer it all. They do net control everything.
if we go in too heavy-handed with things, they would think, wow. And it could complicate things. I think it might complicate. If we were to keep it fairly simple, you know, what they're already aware of.
Yeah. But even this list.
Right. You still give them the list.
They're not getting anything off this list. They're not losing anything on this list, and actually they're gaining.
They won't lose unless you turn around and try. They're actually quite, they want to offload.
Yeah.
They want to get, I know they want to
but
offload.
They might have some ideas of things they want to offload.
Well, that's what they might offer to us, but the reason is this what you want? They say, well, how about this? It'd be better to get them to offer it. So, yeah, we'll have that. We get the choice.
Mm.
Because if we do get, the one ago, I remember one thing, if they said, if you ever got the beach huts, you have the pontoon back. That's what they stated. And I know what the cost of that pontoon is.
No, we don't want the pontoon.
And I think, like they said, it's a phenomenal cost with what goes on that.
Yeah.
And I'd actually, we've got bits we could move on. If it stores too much, Unitaries comes in, it might all change. You might like that. That's what I'm talking about.
Split on your income from your car parks might change.
At the moment, NEP are very happy about it. I can't see that.
Yeah, but
changing.
You don't know what's going to happen when you,
No, we don't know.
Come into a unit.
We don't know what's going to happen, so
no,
we can't normally try and guess.
No. Right, okay, so shall we try and move this one along?
Well, yes, I propose that we explore with the contact that Carl would give to Kirsty, ask him down here to explore options, which could include
perhaps see what he's prepared to offer then as well.
Either
and then we can have our list.
Yeah, we'll have our list and he'll have his list. And,
and then we can go to
across
the table.
See what comes out worse.
Yeah, I'll swap you this.
Right, okay.
I think they might take the toilets back.
That's an example of transfer, we could use that as a bit of leverage,
couldn't we? Look, we do look after the toilets.
Yeah, yeah, well,
that's part of negotiation, isn't it?
Well, there's not, obviously, not going to take the
toilets. Get the toilets.
Right,
okay.
Well, I propose that we explore with. But if it's contact,
yeah.
The car will give you options for transfer of assets from Colchester to ourselves.
For the assets that's mentioned?
Well, do we need to mention at this stage?
We don't need to mention at this stage because you can have a general conversation to start with.
Yeah.
But, I think we've agreed
a sort
of that.
Yes, but the main ones being this office and Libra.
Okay.
So
I've got a proposal, we've got a second
up. I'll second that. Thank you. All in favour? Okay, thank you. Right, finally. 2677, to review and agree a suggested list of projects for any possible future planning gain Section 106 funds from the emerging local plan. Again, I did put an email out to everybody, but the responses were a little bit thin. To sit down just to have not to agree anything, but to just have an open discussion.
Yeah.
We do. It's a fair point that member of the public's made. We do need to engage with the public, but we need to have a bit of an idea of what we're engaging with.
Well, Mercy Life did a little consultation, didn't they?
They did.
Yep. And I've got the results of it in front of me. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Which appeared to be different to what the editor told me.
Well, there you go. He shouldn't have printed it, should he?
He shouldn't have.
Shall I read out what he actually said?
Yeah.
He gave a list of whatever it is, 10 or whatever it is, options that people had over the years. The public had come in and said they wanted to have. So changing accommodation the Glebe was 3%. A micro upgrade was 32%. The health surgery, 30%. Fairly obvious, isn't it? Community swimming pool, 12%. Coastal path cycle track, 12%. Model boating lake, 1%. Free parking for residents, 4%. Car park and public toilets at the Glebe, 6%. So I suppose we have a little list that the public's already contributed to because that was formed by Mersey Life at the time, suggestions from the public. So we've got a starting point. But we could eliminate a few of these,
yeah.
I think. I struggle with this one a bit. We are probably going to need more funds as we get the Glebe building, community building, off the ground. So that's certainly one I would suggest, for more Section 106.
So is it fair to say phase two of the Glebe?
I should have, I suppose, at this point declared I'm a trustee of the MICA, but I'm not necessarily promoting it, but it did have 32%. It was the leading one. A lot of people do like and support the MICA, so I think we should probably include the MICA.
May I just say that, of course, we need to make sure that these suggestions would be eligible for S106, because the S106 is meant to go towards projects or ideas that will, what am I trying to say, will
mitigate
the effects, so if you had a development of 300 houses and you want projects that would take, you know, need to expand. So the project in the MICA, what would that be? They need to actually have an actual project in mind, not which serves the additional needs,
yes,
for instance.
Exactly.
But it's not to be used on maintenance, I understand. It's
to
be used on projects that expand the facilities to give
I agree, and I know for certain the MICA are working on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So a number of those suggestions aren't starters anyway, because they wouldn't qualify.
Well, I don't
for
think the health centre really.
That, exactly,
be
that's another one that just wouldn't be in there.
Community swimming pool.
Just a second, sorry, David.
The MICA roof would come. They've already done that elsewhere. They've had it exactly that to replace a roof or renovate a roof. It's keeping your structures for the community use in suitable condition. So it is
no. Because if the roof fell in, you couldn't use the building, and that would be of no asset to
the. So you haven't got a community centre. No. So you'd have to buy a new one.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Councillor Jenkins.
Sorry, swimming pool. We all smile at this, don't we? Because it costs millions to build, and God knows how much to maintain. However, it would be nice to have a swimming pool. I don't particularly want the 10,000 houses to go with it to pay for it, mind you. But a swimming pool is an option, isn't it? Cycle track, I'm not sure about that. That model boating lake, and, free parking for residents, well.
Only be eligible.
Car park and public toilets at the Glebe, well, that actually is not quite as silly as it sounds. It might be an idea to build it in as part of the community building, access from the outside so people could use that. It would have to have all the security locks and locked at night and all the rest of it. But it would operate something similar to changing places. You know. So I think that might be fundable, and that would help towards the cost of the community building itself, because it would be an integral part of it. So I think you have a sort of a basis there.
Yeah.
And I really couldn't think of much else.
One thing springs to mind. We did have a representation from members of the public who wanted a paddle court.
Paddle court, yeah.
Suggestion.
That's one, isn't it?
Because that could actually be cited on
Seal
1.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Just a suggestion. No.
Yeah.
Councillor Boylan.
We spoke about this before, phase two on the Glebe. So I think that the current building possibly could have readiness for phase two, which may not make it suitable on the site that it's going to be put on at the minute. So, a consideration there. I know it's hot pie in the sky at the minute, but.
And I think that's what's good, that we're at the point with the feasibility study as well. And it did come up in the feasibility study about
moving
you know, build to what you've got cost wise and then add to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Not really, no. I suppose I'd like to see the MICA roof done.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people seem keen on that.
It's a well used building, isn't it?
Yeah.
Councillor Panning.
The thing with the MICA roof, if you want to do it quicker, then possibly this might happen. And there are other
revenues that I know you can look at in 106. I think the multi-use building, like you say, it appears like, as you know, the local plan, they're looking to determine this and finalise it by December.
Yeah.
So we will know fairly quick. If phase development goes and that money comes, if it was going to building it, it then gives a bigger discussion of whether, like you say, whether you move the whole thing to CL1 and have the whole building and built around these additional designs you spoke about, because then you could add in what they were discussing, you know, like for them to have their shed and all sorts of moving the facilities we've got down Rushmere, all sorts. It opens up that field completely. So remember that what we put in is a recommendation of a wish list you give to Colchester officers, who they determine it, but they like to see what it could be put on. So it is a wish list. So you put down as much as you like from now, and then you could work it down with the officers. It's like with the allotments, they're talking about the allotments itself. As you know, allotments is a legal requirement for this council to have.
Mm.
It's not something it's a wish list. We have to supply it. So that would be a good thing.
Well, land available, yeah.
With those additional housing, the 106 will also be split up between, possibly you could start going on to education as well as a bit more medical, which is all separate parts. It all comes out the 106 pot.
Mm.
So it opens more of, like I say, a bigger, broader picture to look into, but I'd say phase two, or looking into the bigger picture of the whole community building.
Okay, thank you. Well, I've had a conversation with Kirsty today. We had a conversation the day before, to do with the toilet, because there is no harm at this point asking the consultant to try and factor in a toilet on the outside.
Yeah.
There's, you know, doesn't mean we've got to do it, you know, but to factor it in, to see whether there's any change in the costings, you know, to have that. Now, even with phase two, it's got to be, well, currently phase one, it's got to be a multi-use facility. I don't know whether I'm making the right assumption or not, but phase two, I would have thought, would be multifunctional as well, and not just full, to serve and to mitigate against further development, just not to concentrate on sport, but the wider area. And I'm not sure whether, I mean, I'm a great supporter of men's sheds, and, you know, and the fact that they do help with mental health and also befriending, loneliness, all of it, but I'm not so sure whether that would fit in there, because obviously it's got to make money to support itself, a centre, and you wouldn't be able to use that space as a multi-use space. So again, you're cutting down the possibility of revenue to keep it going, because it's not just about building, it's about keeping it going. But the important thing, I think, is we need to engage. And as I said this some time ago, we need to reach out to the public. We've got the annual town meeting coming up, and that would be a great way to reach out there, and whether we should be, you know, further advertising in the avenues that we've got, you know, the local press, the social media. I mean, it's a real shame, because things like the allotment reminders could put something out at the same time with that, any avenue that we can to reach out and talk to people, because we're making assumptions here that this is what people want as well, aren't we? You know,
well, this is the particular list that came because of contacts with the public,
but who actually did the original list?
Well,
I mean, that
Ralph formed it from
exactly.
Information coming in to him. He didn't make it up. It was public pointing to him and expressing interest.
Yeah. But I think we need... Okay, yeah. We've got a minute before we need to, you know, agree to sort of go on until we do this. So I would say phase two, the Glebe, I would support that, but I think that we need to do some engagement before, and we need to do it quickly.
Yep.
And I think at our annual town meeting is an opportunity. I think we did resolve before to actually engage.
Yeah, we should engage. What's our timescale on this? Does anyone know? John, do you know?
Response went into the local plan, it was that we would come back to you in due course, and I think Karen Stewart is also aware of that as well. But we need to do it.
We need to put forward time suggestions.
Yeah, well, quite quickly.
Carl's right. I mean, the timetable is well advanced in terms of them wanting to put this to bed.
So is there any harm that we put something out in the local paper? I think we've already resolved to engage.
But we haven't been able to formulate the style of that engagement, because we don't want to ask what's your ideas, because you get multiple.
But what's wrong with that? Because then you pick out the, you know, the ones that
But
what's wrong with that, to get other people's ideas?
I think what's wrong with that is that I think the community is utterly opposed to the concept of another 300 hours.
Can I just stop you just a second, because we've gone over 9 o'clock, so can I just please ask, is everybody happy to continue? Can we have a vote? Until it's the last item on the agenda. Is everybody happy to say for another 10 minutes?
I think the community is utterly opposed to the concept of another 300 houses without a major improvement in infrastructure. I mean, it just doesn't add up, and people, the trouble about going forward with a consultation on the 106 money is they assume that we as the council are in favour of the development, which we're not.
I think it depends on how you word the consultation, because, I mean, the council, it could be deemed upon that if we don't go out and ask and we don't do anything, then are we acting in the best interest of the public if we do end up with a development and we haven't put anything forward?
All that I'm suggesting is not in terms of the... you were talking about the town meeting. I think that is too soon to do this. Later on may well be an appropriate time. Certainly not at the moment.
I would say the fact that we've got to follow up, we've said that we've got to follow up, that we need to do it. And I don't think there's going to be a right or a wrong time. I think we just need to do it. Councillor Hindworth.
Well, I was just going to say, similar to what you've said, they're two separate things. We can oppose the development, but we are neglecting our duty if we don't put forward suggestions for the S106 should the development happen. Otherwise, the officers at Colchester will determine themselves where it goes, and that may not be in the best interest of the community. So we've got to look at it as two separate things.
It's all in the wording, isn't it?
But whether, my point, sorry Nigel, was in relation to the town meeting, which is only next month.
Yeah. But don't we have to get this list into Colchester before they publish their final draft local plan or whatever?
Well, let's see what the position really is.
David, did you want to say something?
I don't think this 106 comes into it at this stage.
Yeah.
In definition, you can have outlines. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can have a wish list.
Yeah.
And then you need, once the permission is given, at that point, you have to start talking A to the developer. Because he's going to have an interest in it as well.
Yeah,
and what he's prepared to do. So it's a three-way negotiation.
Yeah.
I mean, it was said, listening to the recording of the meeting that took place at this council to do with the current Dawes Lane development, and the meeting took place between councillors, the then councillors, and Colchester City, it is supposed to be a fully costed project that you put in, but it's just impossible.
It never is.
What the important bit is now, you're not admitting that you agree with the development. There's some serious issues what's going on with what they propose, especially in the water, the sewage, etc., etc., which I'm actually looking into. Might tell you about, and I'll find a bit more information about it. The important is you need to put it in, because if you don't, Colchester will. And if Mersey, for example, don't put a wish list in, and it's happened with areas around that haven't done it, how is that? The town centre gets it, or should we say it usually ends up going towards Grinstead and places like that, because they will claim it. Because this is the danger is that the good thing is you can put the projects in and say, like, we if it goes ahead and to defer this building, if it goes in, the community would like to have these assets or consider them. And then if it does go and gets approved, that's when you start negotiating, speaking with them, as David said. But if you don't say nothing, the danger is that the officers will say, okay, we will allocate. Because if you look on the 106, if you've seen what it comes through, the ones at the Doors Lane, Briley Paddocks, 100% of that money came to this council, or the projects on this council. You've seen that. But if you have a look, you've got the community aspect one, and then you've got, I'll come up with the other one, is there's a community aspect.
Medical.
But if you have a look at that, you'll notice it says 30, 70, or 60, 40, or 50, 50. What that means is that 50% goes to Colchester, 50% comes to the ward. So if you don't ask for it, Colchester start splitting it back and they centralise it.
I think there was a, was it 59,000? I can't remember the exact figure, but it was about 59,000 on both of those Section 106 agreements that was designated for West Mersey.
That's a statutory thing. There's a formula that happens. That's not negotiable.
But if the town council has projects to go for, it can take the 100% rather than the percentage. But that is why at the moment I've been speaking to Colchester, because there is central funding sitting there to try and drag to pull back to the council as well.
Ian, did you want to say something quickly? We've just got a couple of minutes before we...
I wonder if you don't contribute to that, and you propose to contribute to it, I agree, you then have to... there is a use of the 106 monies already in the draft plan, which is for the community pavilion at Glebe.
Yeah.
And the other item is the purchase of the allotment site, then that will go forward without any input from you.
My understanding is it wasn't this council that proposed what is detailed to do with the Glebe. That's my understanding, it wasn't this council. Unless you know otherwise.
No, I don't know. I don't know who did.
No.
We don't know.
In terms of the proposed local plan, so I don't know where that's come from. And we did, I think we did question that actually, and it was said that it can be changed. But again, so therefore we need to put something forward for what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you're going to know what people want
is by asking them.
Is by asking them. And I personally don't see a problem with asking them what they want to see in their local area, because some of it will come back that it's just not viable, but then you might be something there that is actually reachable that lots of people want that we haven't thought about. So how are we going to move this forward, because we're about to run out of time? So do we defer this today with a view of doing some consulting?
A lot like I said, this is a wish list. We could put it in. You just put it in so the officers can see. The allotments is dead on. That is a statutory requirement by this council, and it will eventually save money, as I've said, in the long run, because we won't be paying rent. But there's ways to negotiate with that as well on different costs. Because it'd be worth putting in, possibly phase two, the Glebe, the paddle board. It's worth putting them all in. Put it all in, they've got it to look at, because they say, hang on, these are reasonable projects which the money can be allocated to. And then, like David said, if the plan goes through and maybe they turn it down, But because the housing's 300, and as you know, the Secretary of State gets a choice if it goes over 150 on the appeals, at least we've got something in there to look at. But it doesn't mean we can still object until they get certain improvements done and what they're trying to do.
I still feel that we need to engage.
We still engage. We can put it in and say, these are some.
But how can you engage and put something in and then engage? You need to do your engagement first and then put your list in.
But people, if you try to say, this is a project we're looking at, if you start engaging, because remember, it's not the final list, you can still add to it right up until December. So it's it's giving people the ideas to start with.
Yeah.
A lot of people want the swimming pool. I wanted a swimming pool, but I've also realised it'd be so expensive to have it. Because culture's looking to close religion. Well,
of course. Yeah, couldn't do that. But whether we put, as part of an engagement, we put the items down that we've mentioned, and what are your ideas as well, to try and... Councillor Hinds,
I was going to say, I propose that we put in our own list, and in parallel, we do a consultation and add... our findings from the consultation at a later date, because as Councillor Powlin said, it's not closed yet.
Also, this is our list. They could either enforce it or come up with ideas we didn't think of, but it might be able to accomplish it into the ideas we've already got. Mm-hmm. And it gives people to debate. And
otherwise, if we just wait until we've done a consultation, it could be
too late.
Too late.
It's worth giving
them
the idea.
Right, so
Councillor
Hinds,
I've got
it.
It's proposed for putting our own list.
Okay, have you got a list of what we're putting in then?
No, I've got a random list of the items from around there.
Phase 2, the Glebe Pavilion,
really, to be precise. But Bella, don't do pavilion, because it is not a pavilion. It is not. Okay. This is a multi-use building.
However you describe it.
If you put pavilion in, the sports club to think it's purely
I agree. Rather than the Glebe, which is the actual whole bit of land, that's what I was trying to define.
We've got to agree what the list is. So we're going to word it as the
community
phase
building.
Two Glebe community building. Bob.
Yeah. The mica.
Mica.
Roof or another scheme.
Roof or
another project.
Or another project.
Yeah.
I don't think we can put the surgery in. I don't think that's applicable.
No.
It's not.
Community swimming pool.
Can't do that. It's just no way.
I agree with you, but that's what the public will want.
Yeah.
You could be crafty with that one. The community building could mention a swimming pool.
Yeah.
It could be rejected, but a community building could have that in it. So that could be become
worded on that word.
It's a multi-use building.
Yeah.
It is a multi-use building. So it could encompass that.
Well, we have got the land to put it on, which is a good start. I don't think the coastal cycle path is a starting, really.
No.
They should be doing it, but with the local, within the plan, you'd expect the planners to be put something within what they're building anyway.
Glebe, I think, is a genuine one and could be added to the current.
I think it is. It's the phase two.
Glebe community building, mica, the roof for another project, and the community swimming pool.
And paddle court.
I can't see how you can put a swimming pool in, seriously.
No, it all depends how big it is. It could be 4 foot by 4 foot. It could be a punch
pool.
Punch one person.
Handing pools to the swimming
pool.
Hydrotherapy pool.
Yeah.
Have you looked at the paddle court costs?
No, yes. I know it, but...
And where are you going to put it?
These are just ideas, aren't they?
Yeah, they are just ideas, but we need to wrap this up because we need to
go
over time. So, proposal, please.
I'll do it.
Councillor Baker, thank you. A seconder?
Yeah.
All in favour?
No, you do.
And we're going to do some engagement as well.
I'm in favour.
Thank you ever so much for coming. I now close this meeting. Thank you.
You might.
You might.
You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might. You might.
The thing is, they've got to be fully costed projects in the end. If you cost it this way, it won't be
great. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, yeah, that's in the